A Fishy Business by Sue Graves. Chapter 1. The Birthday Present. It was Jack's birthday. At long last, he was 11 years old. He felt very grown up. He was excited because Uncle Ted, Mum's brother, was coming. He was bringing Jack a birthday present. Jack and his younger sister Mary were watching for his car from the window.
"What do you think your present will be?" asked Mary.
"I don't know," said Jack. His eyes shone with excitement. "But Uncle Ted always gives really exciting presents."
Just then, a car drew up outside the house. It was Uncle Ted. Jack and Mary ran to open the door.
"Happy birthday, Jack," said Uncle Ted.
He gave Jack a long, thin parcel. The parcel was wrapped up in bright blue paper.
"Thank you, Uncle Ted," said Jack.
He pulled the paper off the parcel excitedly. His eyes widened. Inside was a brand new, shiny fishing rod.
"Wow! A fishing rod!" exclaimed Jack. "It's just what I've always wanted."
"Now you can be an angler like me," Uncle Ted said, laughing happily.
Uncle Ted was a very good angler. He loved to fish in nearby streams and rivers. Sometimes he fished early in the morning. Sometimes he fished late at night. Mum said Uncle Ted would fish all the time if he could. Jack turned the fishing rod round and round in his hands. It felt smooth and cold. He spun the reel round. It spun very smoothly.
"It's the best fishing rod in the world, Uncle Ted," he said. "Will you teach me to fish?"
"Of course I will," said Uncle Ted.
Mary felt sad. She pushed her brown curly hair behind her ears. She sighed a big sigh.
"What's the matter, Mary?" asked her mother.
"I wish I could learn to fish as well," she sighed, "but I don't have a rod."
"I know it's not your birthday, Mary," said Uncle Ted, "but I have a surprise for you too."
He went out to the car and returned a few minutes later. He was carrying another large parcel. Mary opened the parcel. Inside it was a large net.
"What is this for?" she asked.
"It's a landing net," explained Uncle Ted. "If I'm going to teach Jack how to fish, I'll need your help. I'll need your help to net any fish that Jack catches. It's a very important job."
Mary was delighted.
"Thank you, Uncle Ted. Thank you very much. I will be the best helper in the world."
Uncle Ted and Mum laughed.
"What sort of fish will we catch?" asked Jack.
"Well," said Uncle Ted, "I usually fish for trout. Do you know what trout look like?"
Jack and Mary shook their heads. Mum got a book from the shelf. She gave it to Uncle Ted.
"There are pictures of trout in here," she said.
Uncle Ted flicked through the pages.
"Aha, here we are," he said.
He showed them some pictures of trout.
"There are brown trout and rainbow trout," he said.
"I'd like to catch a rainbow trout," said Mary.
She looked closely at the pictures.
"They are very pretty. But they don't look like rainbows to me. A rainbow has seven colours. A rainbow trout only has blue, green and pink stripes."
Jack laughed.
"Well, it still looks a little like a rainbow, doesn't it?"
"Yes, I suppose so," agreed Mary.
Brown trout are native to our streams and rivers. They are born and bred there, said Uncle Ted. But rainbow trout are not native to this country. They first came from America. I think they are very pretty fish too.
I wish we could go fishing right now, said Jack.
He flexed the rod. It made a lovely swishing sound.
Yes, can we go fishing now, Uncle Ted?
Asked Mary. She jumped up and down excitedly. Not right now, said Uncle Ted. It's nearly time for you two to go to bed.
When can we go? Asked Jack. Please say you'll take us very soon.
Well, said Uncle Ted, tomorrow is Saturday, so you don't have school. Also, tomorrow is the 1st of May. The 1st of May is a very important day for anglers.
Why?
Asked Jack and Mary together. The 1st of May is the start of the trout season.
Wow! Said Jack. Fantastic! Said Mary.
Uncle Ted laughed. So, if your mother says it's all right, I'll take you fishing for trout tomorrow. Mum nodded her head and smiled.
I think that sounds like a lovely plan, she said.
Hooray! Hooray! Shouted Jack and Mary. We're going fishing tomorrow!
Uncle Ted looked at his watch.
Oh, I must be going. Auntie Molly will be wondering where I am. I'll see you two tomorrow morning. Make sure you're up bright and early. I'll pick you up at 6 o'clock sharp.
We'll be ready, Uncle Ted, said Jack.
Mum smiled.
Well, if Uncle Ted's picking you two up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you had better get to bed. It's getting late. You have a busy day tomorrow.
Jack and Mary ran off to bed. For once, they didn't want to stay up late. They wanted to be ready for the next day. They were going fishing with Uncle Ted.